John Roebling founded the factory in Trenton in 1849, and three additional generations of his family ran it into the 1950s. I would say for the first 60 years, the primary source of fuel to run the entire plant was anthracite coal. Trenton was the cheapest place on Tidewater, as Abram Hewitt said, for the delivery of coal to factories. And that was because the anthracite coal came down the Lehigh River and part of the Lehigh Canal to the Delaware River. Once the coal barges crossed the river, they could put the coal onto coal trains, which went down what was called the Belvedere and Delaware Railroad all the way to Trenton. And so the Trenton factories had the least expensive coal on the East Coast. To get the coal to Philadelphia was longer and more expensive, and to get it to New York, you had to go over the Morris Canal, which was slow and expensive, or around Cape May. So that's why Roebling and other factory owners located in Trenton.
So that's certainly a direct tie to the oratorio. Have you had a chance to hear the oratorio or excerpts of it?
I've listened to the oratorio, and I found it really quite moving to listen to it, and I didn't have the benefit of actually seeing the projections that I know are going to be included. But listening to the music, and particularly the piece that recalls the names of the workers, I found myself thinking about these men and the fact that we're just hearing their one syllable first and last names. But, you know, these were lives that they were living, and they were working and supporting their families, and they gave their lives, you know, to provide the power that fueled places like the Roebling Works and, you know, basically fueled the Industrial Revolution.
Well, it's easy to feel in this day and time so disconnected or so distant from that time, and to imagine the impact that anthracite coal and the industry that it fueled, how important that was to this particular area. What are you hoping people will take away from the performance being done specifically at the Roebling plant?
I think the Roebling Machine Shop is a very, very appropriate and special place for the performance of anthracite fields, because it's a place where coal powered the entire plant and would have been used and would have been smelled every day by the people that worked in the factory and, you know, lived in the town. So it's extremely appropriate to be there. When you go around the Roebling site today, you can see these marvelous, very big, heavy, solid industrial buildings, and you get some sense of the enormity of what went on there. But you don't hear the sounds. And I think what Julia Wolfe has done is that she has used modern music to evoke some of the, perhaps rhythm might be a good word, of industrial work, industrial production. As I listened to her piece, I found myself thinking about the sounds that would have existed in the Roebling Works, which was full of machinery that drew wire from one pencil-like diameter down thinner and thinner until it eventually, in some special cases, got down to the diameter of a human hair. This wire drawing was done on these machines that had these spools where the wire would be wound and unwound. And imagine, and I actually visited a wire rope factory in Pennsylvania, interestingly, in the anthracite coal area of northeastern Pennsylvania. And the sound of these machines going round and around, you know, is a certain rhythm to the industrial machinery. And then the other type of machinery at the Roebling factory were big twisting machines that would take wire and twist it into strand, and then take the strand and twist it into wire rope. And they were also very rhythmic. And so when I was listening to anthracite fields, I found myself thinking of the the sounds and the rhythm, and in some cases the monotony, but certainly also the music of industrial production. And I was thinking, you know, the people that worked in the Roebling factory listened to rhythmic sounds, perhaps not like like in the actual production, but certainly similar in some ways. So I think in the Roebling machine shop, as people listen to the performance and they see the workers, they'll see these workers, these coal miners covered with dirt and, you know, men who were sort of hardened by very difficult work over the years. And the same thing happened at the Roebling factory. The work was very hard. It was dangerous, not as dangerous as coal mining, but it was very hard and monotonous. And, you know, you just devoted your life to it because you were supporting your family. So I think as people see the faces of the miners, you know, I think that they will also think about, you know, the faces and the nameless people, nameless tens of thousands of people, who mostly men, who worked at the Roebling site over many decades. And also, I believe they'll be thinking, I hope they'll be thinking about how the oratorio evokes some of the sounds of industrial production.
What can people expect to find at the present-day building? It's been preserved to a certain extent, but what's left there of what used to be?
So there are about 15 or 16 buildings left on the three-block Roebling factory in Trenton. The machine shop is the oldest freestanding building, the 1890 section of the machine shop, and it also has a 1901 section. And it's also the most significant and marvelous building that the Roeblings ever built. It's really a cathedral of industry in the way it's designed. It's like a basilica in that it has a three-story central nave, and then it has side aisles, just like a basilica has. And when you walk down the nave of this building, you can't help but just think, you know, what a marvelous piece of industrial architecture this is. But also you get a sense of the scale of what went on in a factory like the Roeblings. When I was listening to the Breaker Boys section of Anthracite Fields, I was thinking of how in the industrial era, how young men were when they went to start work, and, you know, in some cases 12 years old, 14 years old. And there are photographs of the Roebling factory and its workers, and they're lined up outside a building. They were called out there for, you know, for some kind of portrait. And so you see 20 or 30 men lined up with their aprons, and in the front are boys. And so when people look and listen to Breaker Boys and think of how difficult it was to work 10 hours a day in a coal mine when you're 12 or 14 years old and how dangerous it was and monotonous, the same, perhaps not as difficult, but the same child labor also occurred in factories like Roebling, where 14-year-olds would spend 10-hour days working in a rope shop or a wire mill. And that's something that child labor laws did away with ages ago, but it's something that the oratorio brings back to life and gives us a, you know, a chance to think about how hard people worked all those decades ago.